Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Here's Steve when he grabs his microphone and pulls it over here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. This is another special day. Dr. Alice Benton is joining me. Hey, Alice, how are you?
Hi, Steve. Doing so well. Really glad to be with you, everybody.
In fact, we're doing so well. We did this yesterday. We're going to do it again today. We're going to do three programs. Rarely do we ever put three in a row. But you can call us between now and 3 hours from now, which is pretty special. And here's the number. It's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk with you and tell you, give you our best shot through lots of writing of books, lots of study, a lot of experiences with other people. And here's what we're trying to do. True truth, not manipulative truth, true truth presented to you in the context of redemptive relationship that will literally transform your life. I often say that this wonderful verse, Romans 12:2, says that you can be transformed by changing the way you think, renewing your mind, and it's so easy to think that transforming the way you think or changing the way you think would be so easy, but it's almost impossible. It takes a lot of work and for transformation to occur in that way. We want to help you do that. Here's the number, 1-800-229-3000. Now, Alice, it's Father's Day this weekend, and last time we were on, we talked about Father's Day, and I always like to mention, I know it's true, it's not always a great day for everybody. There have been some pretty tough situations for a lot of people with dads. So I want you to encourage people.
Well, I really appreciate the question because it gets me thinking in two ways, both about my own father and my relationship with him, and then my son and his relationship with his dad. And I had shared a couple of weeks ago that my six-year-old has been struggling with disrespect, and we're really trying to work on this with consequences and rewards. The other day, I reminded him before dinner, let's both be respectful to Daddy today at dinner. And my son said, I can't. Mom, sometimes I just can't. And I celebrated that with him because realizing that sometimes it's out of his power led us right into prayer and inviting God in. And we talked about what he could do, that he could apologize to his dad, that he could tell his dad something he appreciated. And he was able to do those things, and he let God in where he was powerless. So wherever you are with your father, I want you to apply the serenity prayer as we come up to Father's Day. What can you do? Let's admit what we can't do. Let's get God in for the wisdom between the difference of those two, and then that he might empower us to take the steps we can't take on our own.
Amen. And so many times a person in our life has so many problems that they are such a big target. It's easy to say, they're the reason for any kind of difficulty or struggle. And, if you're looking at 12-step work, you come across what you could say or is often referred to as the sin sicknesses or the sin diseases of denial and delusion. They really are. And so a lot of times we're so focused on that other person that we fail to see our own struggles, our own things. We maybe blame rather than accept responsibility in our own lives. So we're always having to guard against that, and that's a caution there. But I hope and pray you could respect the respectable. And don't forget this, the greatest thing you can do to honor a father that isn't honorable is become something that father could never, ever help you become. Go beyond, transcend anything that he could do for you. And that is the way you honor somebody, even though they might have lived a very dishonorable life. Because we don't ever want to put honor onto something that isn't truly honorable, the behavior, the choices. We'll be back after this.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here. Really glad you're with us here today. Alice Benton, Dr. Alice Benton is with us. She's a favorite of so many of you. What a great spirit and heart. Very wise, not naive. She's been there. And as some people say, she's the only real Christian on the program. No, but she's a very, very spiritually minded person is what they're saying. Let's go to Renee. Renee's calling us from Costa Mesa, California. She listens on KKLA. And before we go to her, I want to remind everybody, for 3 hours we're here. And here's the number, 1-800-229-3000. Hi, Renee. How are you today? What's going on?
I'm good. Father's Day is a big trigger. And, I just found out yesterday after 36 years of marriage that my husband is bisexual and he has a year of sobriety. So for the past year, he's been really working on, choosing sobriety every day. And so it has revealed a ton of sin and deceit and shame in his life. Mm-hmm. And the Father's Day thing just triggers because we are the parents of four adult sons. And I'm just like, what do we do next? I just found this out 24 hours ago.
And
he told me himself. Yeah.
Renee, did you just find out Renee, did you find out everything just yesterday or just a piece of this?
I found out the piece that he had been unfaithful in our marriage with another man.
And when he told you that, was he remorseful about it? I mean, what's his?
Yeah.
Okay. All
great,
right.
Great shame, and he said, "You know, I won't be surprised if you want to leave me when you hear this, but I feel it as part of my sobriety and surrendering everything to God." I have to tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I admire his courage because I know how much courage it took to share that.
And so what's his intent, though? I mean, telling you gets a big burden off him, but is he going to...
Yes.
What's his plan?
Well, we're going to begin counseling. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm calling, because we've been in and out of marriage counseling for 36 years. His family is very codependent and enmeshed, and that has been a huge source of the family of origin and that dysfunction that he brought to our marriage. And I've been basically battling that our entire life to set boundaries, to live healthy. And the interesting thing is I never knew what to call it. Mm-hmm. Until about 4 years ago when our third son went into recovery for a heroin addiction, and we ended up in counseling, and now I know it was called codependency and enmeshment.
Well,
and that's when the healing began.
Okay. So all this counseling you've done, though, he's had this secret, this thing that is he hasn't revealed to you, and so it's kind of hard to make progress when you're not dealing with the major thing. What's the big question for us then?
The big question is, if he's willing and I'm willing, and we aren't willing to throw away 36 years, but there's so much hurt, betrayal, unforgiveness, what are the steps we take to move forward?
Okay.
Because we're both
great
willing.
Great question. I love that. I want to tell you something that happened 4 days ago that's really interesting in relation to what you're talking about, okay? So one of the most respected universities, Johns Hopkins University, they've been doing a study. They've been doing quite a bit of research. Now, it is what they discovered, I'm even surprised that they released it because it just brings on such a wealth of criticism and things like that. But here's what they did. Last Monday, and this is one of the most respected universities in the country, they released a report based on just the most credible research that a respected institution like that could develop. They released a report that argues that there is no sufficient evidence suggesting that gay, lesbian, or transgendered people are born this way. So why am I telling you that? Well, if you are born, if you're not born this way, then there must be something in your life that has caused you to gravitate toward that. Let me just say this. When I was with Jim Daly at Focus on the Family doing a program with him, after the program, we had lunch. We were talking about other secular research. It says this, 85% of gender confusion self-corrects by the age of 18 if you leave them alone. But the problem is they don't get left alone. Now, when I said something usually happens, is there something that he says that happened in his life?
Oh, yes.
What did he say happened to him?
Well, he has an absent father who left the family when he was 10 due to an affair. He has since been married and divorced 5 times.
Wow.
He continues to bring women into his life. We're on to number 9. We've stopped learning their last names. And so there's a huge dysfunction there.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, mom was left. Oldest son took the responsibility of the father. Very codependent mother.
Just a really unhealthy situation is what you're saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a counselor once tell me that there's something as emotional incest.
Well, of course there is.
And I feel that has been the case with him, that there's been this incest with his mother at an emotional level because of an absent father.
Okay. So you said, what's the first step? Well, the first step is, and the reason I brought that up, is you have to deal with truth. And the truth is that there's great hope for him. You don't have to be locked in to anything. You know, that he literally could decide that he is going to do whatever it takes to be faithful to the vows that he made to you, and that you guys could have a solid marriage going forward. Second thing is that I think there is kind of a formula for what he would need to do. I think he would need to go to every man's battle. He would need to be he would need to be seeing after that a very healthy male counselor to deal with his struggles, temptations, things like that. I think both of you going to the marriage weekend would provide you with some reality and a great path going forward. That's June the 28th, and then he's going to have to be in a recovery group. Now, when he goes to every man's battle, he's going to hear that the guy that that is the main speaker has struggled with same-sex attraction. So he's not going to be alone. He's not going to feel like nobody understands him. They will. But he can't just say, I want to get better. I need to get better. I want to be faithful. Mm-hmm. The question is, what is he willing to do? It all comes down to his level of willingness. Alice, what are you thinking there?
Renee, you must be in shock that this has been revealed so recently. And mm-hmm. I want to give you permission as it comes to feel devastated, hurt, angry, frightened, not knowing what you want right now, that you don't have to decide what you're going to do about the future of this marriage right now, even though I hear that you're willing. Mm-hmm. You're willing to fight
Good
for
point.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you will need to figure out what your heart needs right now with this crippling information you just received. And so whether that's, I want you to think and pray about what your heart and soul need to get your own care for a little while before you make any big decisions. So whether that's you need a little bit of separation from your husband in the house, outside of the house, or you need your own therapy, your own betrayal trauma therapy so that your heart can grieve this news. But there's this spiritual aspect as well of what you're pointing out, that generationally something has been passed down from one generation to the next.
Yes.
And so it's so right to be concerned about your boys, too. Mm-hmm. And so I want your husband to prayerfully consider, and probably will need the guidance of a counselor in this, but what to confess to your sons and when, because his behavior has jeopardized them. At the very least, spiritually, it has jeopardized them. And so I believe that they have a right to know something, not necessarily everything, but something about how their father has hurt their mother. And a father's willingness to confess to his son something along those lines, I think, is one of the most invaluable gifts a parent can give to their children. And it's also healing for you.
And how old are they?
Mm-hmm.
How old are the...
23 to 31.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Anything else,
and
Alice?
One of them is married.
Okay. All right. Well, anything else you want to add to that?
No, that covers it.
Well, I'm really glad that you called. I'm so sorry you're struggling with this. But, you know, everything that we've said here is all about hope. Hope for any situation, hope for any marriage. It's not to condemn, to criticize. It is to say there is hope. But hope comes about with work and commitment and willingness. If you don't have that, then you're just wishing that things would get better, or you have false hope. So what you want to do is see, what is the person willing to do, and then do they do that? Do they follow through? That's the important thing. 1-800-229-3000. Yes, Alice.
Can we applaud her husband briefly here, that he has a year of sobriety and that he made this confession to her when she might not have ever found out about it without his disclosure.
Yeah, and I think that some of the things that we have for folks, they just help you not struggle so much, you know, if you've already made that commitment and you've had a little bit under your belt there of sobriety and purity and integrity. Wow, and the marriage intensive in D.C., I mean, it provides you with tools and skills and things you would never, ever find anywhere else. So I hope, you know, we don't always want that to be the answer. But here it's a complex answer. It's a very, very involved program because here's the other thing. We've said it before, say it again. Not one thing fixes everything. Mm-hmm. So we have to have a multiple of approaches to make this work. All right, let's go to Neil. Mobile, Alabama. He has called us at 1-800-229-3000. Listens on Sirius XM, satellite radio, channel 131. Hi there. How you doing, Neil?
I am blessed indeed. Good to be on. Thank you for all that you do in your ministry.
You're welcome. We love doing this, and we're grateful to everybody that helps us to do it. Well, how can we help you today?
I have a 10-year-old daughter who is emotionally fragile, and my question is, how do I help her? I can kind of tell you why she's emotionally fragile, because her mother and I are divorced, and her mother's a scream machine, and so I think that's a lot of the reason why. And so she will, for instance, like when we're watching a sporting event one time, and the right team scores a touchdown, and so everybody cheers, and she kind of freaked out like it was a horrible negative thing, like people were screaming at her, and I had to tell her, you know, come on. You got to comfort her and get her back right. And kind of see, nobody's mad, nobody's screaming, nobody's upset. And so there's things like that. And also,
yeah, okay, let me ask you this. What else does she react to, or I'll use the word sensitive. What else does she seem highly sensitive to? So there's a loud noise like that you're talking about.
Yeah.
What are some other things?
Yeah, it's not just that. It's just talking to her in a direct way, just about a grade, that was a fairly recent activity when she things were not going well in regard to one of her grades, and just talking to her about that. And I'm very careful about it because I know what her mother is, and so I don't raise my voice or anything like that. But I'm just talking to her about it. She starts crying, and just an overly emotional reaction. She's fragile, and I guess I don't know how to help her with that.
Okay.
And I can tell her, come on, let's focus on the grade. And nobody's mad at you, but you got to do something better about it. Anyway,
okay.
So any kind of serious...
We're gonna help you right after this. Glad you called.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realize that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Okay, so Neil, you're divorced, you got a 10-year-old daughter, mom's... very, very rough, a tough on her. She's sensitive, cries a lot. Alice and I have talked about this. Alice, you take the first turn here, and then I have a couple of thoughts.
Neil, the words trauma response and hypervigilance came to mind as you were describing how your daughter reacts. And I wonder how bad things have gotten with her mom, or things had been previously when the two of you were together. Did she ever witness domestic violence or the police being called or things getting real aggressive because of the mom?
Yes, she did, but she was really young then.
So yes, she witnessed everything I listed out?
Oh, yeah, but she was really young then. She was
okay, Neil,
3 years old.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there, because whether or not she has recollection of what occurred, her body went through the trauma, and there's even a great book about this. It's called The Body Remembers. because it has been fused into her system, into her response system, that she's supposed to be afraid and that things are not safe around her. And especially if this came from her mother, who she's, of course, supposed to feel most protected, safest with. And depending on how the custody split is now, whatever exposure she still gets to her mother if she's not in recovery, it keeps those old emotional wounds open. And so she has learned that she has to react strongly to an environment that seems unsafe to her, even though you're safe and you're split and it's just a game. So come on, why are you overreacting like this? She was unfortunately taught to overreact like this because of what her mother did to both of you. I'm sure it put you through a great deal as well. And so I want you to take her reactions very seriously, keeping in mind that she's not reacting to the game. She's not reacting to the cheers. She's reacting to what her mother put you both through, and it's still alive and well in her. I don't think it would be too much at all to take her into a trauma therapist for an evaluation, because there's fantastic therapies that can really help lower an elevated response like that.
Yeah, let me say this. If she were going through what she went through then, it would be traumatic. But she might have the ability at age 10 to say within herself, that's mom and dad, that's not me, I'm scared, I'm insecure. But it might not have quite the impact. I'm sure you've heard that who we become pretty much is done by the age of 6. You know, that's where the personality is pretty much formed. And so when you say she was really young then, even more damaging for a 3-year-old who can't figure out what's going on, can't express what's happening or ask about it. And like Alice said, it's just the body reacts to it. Oh, my goodness. It just, you know, hurts. Or what is this? She doesn't know. And so I'm going to encourage you to do what Alice is saying. Of all the people that call, this is a call where a 10-year-old needs a counselor. I don't know if it's trauma therapy, but it's counseling. She needs counseling, play therapy, whatever it is. She needs somebody that really is a stable source that she can tell everything to and understands more than her parents understand. Now, given what I just said, I want to ask you to take a different approach on her grades, okay? Her grades are the most irrelevant thing in her life right now. And no, you don't want to encourage her to be irresponsible, fail, things like that. But the only thing I would ever say about anything in school right now, given what you've told me, is anything I could do to help you tonight in studying. Any area you want me to work with you on. Or if you know there's a subject that she's really having a tough time with, you ask her teacher to give her some special attention in that area, help her to succeed. But I wouldn't be saying to a highly sensitive 10-year-old who went through what she went through and is in it right now, I wouldn't be saying to her, you have to get your grades up. No matter how nicely or beautifully or pretty, it's still, I have to fix myself. And she's got a lot of years of school where she can do things and be at her max potential and all that. But I would really spend a lot of time with her, nurturing, hugging, being with her, having proximity to her. Don't be busy around her. I mean, all the things I struggle with, you shut them down, you come close when they're having a tough time, okay?
And Neil, you're her hero.
That's right.
Because you're safe and you're stable and you're asking this question for her. And research shows that as tough as a trauma as she has been through, if she's got one stable person who's consistent in her life, it really ameliorates the effects of the trauma. So thank you for being a hero dad to her.
Right. And really, I tell you, so important you get some counseling for her and do what you have to do so that all that you do is really from a place of understanding and strength and wisdom and knowledge. You know, this isn't one of those situations where home remedies and making it up as you go along is going to be the right thing to do. I'm so glad you called. I'm going to send you How We Love Our Kids from Mylon and Kay.
Yeah,
I hope that's going
book
to help
for that.
You.
Yes.
I'm going to send you, for you, I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible and encourage anybody else. It's a great Father's Day present, and it is the best-selling, most-read study Bible for men. And a lot of wives say he never read the Bible until that Bible is coming to you. 1-800-229-3000. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. Pray for this young daughter.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Alice Benton, and the phone number is, for the next 2.5 hours, 1-800-229-3000. Let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, welcome to the studio.
Hey,
how are you doing today?
Doing good, thank you.
Good. How's it going?
Oh, it's just rolling along well. I want to talk about giving as normal. We have this matching challenge, and before I get into that specifically, Steve, Alice, I'm part of a couple of groups, a weekly men's Bible study. It's been going on for years, like 37 years, and Rhonda and I are part of a small group. We've been doing that for several years.
It's so great.
And the friends in those groups, you know, we know each other well. We know what our jobs are and things that come up, and they all know that part of my job is seeking support and asking for people to give money to the ministry. And almost to a person, they all say, I don't know how you can do that. You know, I could never ask people for money. That's so uncomfortable. And I might have been like that at one point, but coming to New Life has totally changed that, because I have experienced and I've witnessed so many men, so many women and couples whose lives are forever changed.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And they're transformed. And when I come on radio and ask you listeners to support New Life financially, you know, I'm asking everybody. I'm not pointing to a gender or a specific ethnicity or race or a specific age group or background. You know, no experience necessary. And there's no income requirement or target that we're looking for. I'm really asking for gifts from all of you, for gifts of all sizes, from all backgrounds, life experience, struggles, victories. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And I have a great deal of confidence because of that scripture. I believe that scripture. And we ask in prayer, and we ask vocally through the mail, through email. And I just believe that our audience will be faithful to respond to the need. I know every person listening isn't going to stop and give. I wish they were, but I know that's not a realistic thing.
Yeah.
But I feel free and confident to ask. Our invitation for you is to partner with New Life. It's out of friendship. We encourage your support, and we want you to give if you can do it with some sense of joy in your heart. And the joy is for the difference you're making in the lives of struggling, hurting people. Scripture says God loves a cheerful giver. That's 2 Corinthians 9. And earlier in that passage, he defines the cheerful giver. He says that someone who gives not reluctantly or under compulsion. So, you know, when Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, he was showing how God's love can multiply the effects of our generosity. To quote somebody I really like to read, Henry Nouwen, he said this. He said, God's kingdom is the place of abundance, where every generous act overflows its original bounds and becomes part of the unbounded grace of God at work in the world. And New Life is just that. God's called us to be part of his unbounded grace. That's what you've modeled, Steve. And that's at work in the world of what we do. So my unapologetic, confident request is for you to partner in that with us by giving to this matching gift, and maybe also by joining Club New Life. But this matching gift is immediate. We've got a July 31 deadline, and that's it's a big sum that we're going to need to have matched. We have a gift to try to encourage you with that. Steve, you might better speak to that than me.
It is a royal blue tote that is insulated. It's big. You can put groceries in it, take it camping, and it's just our way of saying thank you. I want to wrap this up by saying this. You know, we have a lot of great relationships with other large ministries, and I was looking at a document we had made up, and it was a quote from another ministry that said, there is no question. More ministry is conducted out of New Life for the least amount of money than any other ministry out there. And I really believe that to be true. We are meeting needs, tough needs. We do it with the best stewardship, I think, possible. You support us. I believe God will be so encouraged by your support. You will be transformed by your support, and somebody else is going to be transformed because of your support. You can do it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Steve, last thought. I said unapologetically I can ask, and that's absolutely 100% true, with one exception. My only apology is that it takes time away from callers on this program. Mm-hmm.
And thanks for apologizing, Larry.
So let's get
appreciate
back to that.
But we have to do it.
Yep.
All right, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us on the program. Here we go. How about we talk with, let's talk right here with Jazz from Montclair, New Jersey. Sirius XM also is where she listens. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how are you all? Thank you for taking
Excellent.
My call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
I was reaching out because on a previous show, you all were explaining that brain scans could be helpful under certain circumstances. And I have a 16-year-old who will be 17 in November, but he has always struggled with learning to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
He used to always be very weak with reading comprehension and essay writing. Only in eighth grade did one particular math teacher spend a lot of time with him, and he was B. But that was it. Aside from that, he's in high school. He's a junior with some remedial classes.
Mm-hmm.
The guidance counselor is expressing strongly that a 69% is great. His GPA is 1.0-something-something. My thing is, I've had him tested for IEP multiple times now. They just recently did a neurological exam, which only had us in a room answering questions. It was not anything more like I thought it would be. It's also very concerned that he has some sort of learning incapability, and I want to address it to kind of prepare him for the future so he could go to college like he wants to.
Right.
But so it won't be so difficult, and I'm just looking for some direction on how to most help him.
Okay. So the question is just simply, how do you help him given his, and would you call it a learning difficulty, or would you say at this point it's a full-on learning disability?
You know what? I really don't. Can I say, on the IEP test, I remember the guidance counselor saying, oh, he had to get in a range of like 31 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, his range was 29. And I'm like, oh, okay. So he's there. Help him. Like, hey, give him a teacher or somebody to help him in class, an extra help or someone to, you know, be able to break the information down for him. And they said, no, you have to be. And if you're not, they consider it that you don't need any help.
All right. Well, let's start.
Teachers have identified him at risk.
Okay. So let's start with you, Alice. What do you think when you hear this? I got a few thoughts here also.
I'm wondering, Jazz, what's his father's role in helping him with this issue?
I'm a single mother.
And has his father been a part of his life at all?
No.
Okay. And does he have siblings?
Yes, I have a 12-year-old.
12-year-old, okay. Oh, my goodness. This must be so overwhelming for you that you are working to raise these two on your own, and you have not been able to get help, even though you've knocked on so many doors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it makes...
more than you could probably imagine.
Oh, I bet this must just be exhausting. And your son wants college, so of course you want to help him find the help, but it's limited. The resources have been really limited. I'm curious if any of the other... men in the family have taken a strong role with him, a willingness to mentor him, to help him, to sit down with him, like this teacher did.
No.
And as I just mentioned that, do any of them come to mind that you would think, this one might be willing, might be good at this, might connect well with my son?
Well, I've always put him in positions to have, so he has right now a life coach that feeds him for 2 hours once a week. He also has a mentor, which is one of the ministers from the church. But they're more mentoring, not the educational part, but more the teenage development, socializing, behavior with girls, responsibility part, the part that everything aside from education.
Yeah, okay. That may not be a bad thing there. So, we got the music coming, and we're going to give you some more help here, because I'm optimistic about him. One of the reasons I'm optimistic is because you're on this. you are frustrating yourself over getting the help that he needs, but you're not going to give up. I love that. That's what young guys need that don't have dads in the picture. And you can do an awful lot of good right there doing what you're doing. So hang on. I'm glad you're doing. Okay. I'm glad you called us. And we're going to give you some help right after this. 1-800-229-3000. You join Club New Life today, $30 a month. You get 8 books as our way of saying thank you. They're worth $129.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and so we're talking with Jazz here. Jazz, here's a couple things I was thinking about, and then I'll let Alice finish up also. But all of these things that he's doing, you know, the more male influence and work on character and things like that, I think the better, because you want a confident guy who's got some limitations. My daughter had a little difficulty with abstract thinking, and when we had her tested, they said, you know what, math is always going to be extremely difficult for her. She had a hard time getting into a university, and then once she got in, she was frequently on the dean's list. Then, because she couldn't do math easily, she couldn't get a good enough grade in chemistry to get in grad school. It took her about 3 years of persevering, because she had character, to get in grad school. And then she didn't just graduate from grad school with honors, she graduated with high honors. So the character that she had helped her move beyond any kind of limitation in the way her brain functioned. High executive thinking, low abstract. I don't know what his exact, you know, test scores would reveal, but help him to see this may be your struggle throughout life. I would also invite you to consider not everybody is going to benefit from going to college. It's a mistake, I think, for some kids to go to college. Even brilliant, you know, no learning disability kids, some of them, they're just equipped, wired, and developed to do different things. So I'd hate for him to think he's a failure if he doesn't get into college or do well at college. But increase or keep going on the male influence, the character building, help him understand what he's dealing with. And don't ever make him feel bad about not being able to do something his brain isn't really equipped to do for whatever reason. And Alice, you had a follow-up there.
I do, Steve. Jazz, we want to honor you because you have been mother and father to both of your children, and you do everything you can to try to help your kids. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I also want to invite you to think about his study habits and sit down and talk with him about this. I do this with my own kids, and I do it with a lot of my clients that come in as well, where we look at the privileges that the kids have access to, and we allow the privileges to be rewards depending on the effort they're putting forth in their studies or chores or anything else you need them to do and that they should do. And they're allowed access. They're allowed to enjoy the TV, the cell phone, the video games, the money, once they're showing proof that they're making the attempt. So it's not necessarily linked to a grade, but rather the effort that they've put in on their homework, especially if you're not home or you have to work while they're off of school. But setting up that kind of system of rewards and consequences when they don't follow through and don't do what they're asked to do can really change a kid's motivation and help them get back on track. Lastly, I want to pray for you and ask you that you would pray for God's peace for what is out of your control as you're doing everything you can. I pray right now for more peace for you and for God to let your heart know that he loves this boy more, even more than you do. You're doing a great job with him.
Mm. Don't give up. I think you're doing really some very, very good things, and he cannot help but notice how you persevere, and it is such a frustrating situation when, you know, people don't respond to some of the things that you see that would be so very beneficial. So don't, and don't discourage him. Just be a great, great encouragement to him. I'm going to send you How We Love Our Kids, and I hope that's going to be great. And I'm going to also send you Every Young Man's Battle. That's a great book that the two of you, if you or there's not another man, you can do it. It works great for moms or dads to go through this book with their boys. And I hope that things will go well and you'll get back to us and tell us how things have gone. All right. Let's see. Well, probably got time for a quick call here. And then if you hold on, we'll get you in the next program. Or you can call us in the next hour, 1-800-229-3000. Becky from Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Becky. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
I just had a comment about jazz or for jazz.
Yes.
My son had problems in learning, and he would do his homework, but he wouldn't turn it in, and he'd say, well, the teacher didn't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, a lady that I worked with suggested that I have him tested for a central auditory processing problem.
Yeah, right.
And that was his problem. And, you know, we consulted with the school and said that, you know, he needed to be told multiple times. He needed to receive the receive instructions more than once, and he needed to be treated as if he was deaf or had a hearing disability.
And how'd he do after they started doing that?
Well, that's just it. The school system here wasn't the best.
Oh,
this has been several years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like, no, we're not going to do that. So he ended up quitting school, and he eventually got his GED. But, you know, he's 37 years old now, and he does really well, and he has
good.
Compensated, and he has developed his own way of processing things.
Great. Well, Becky, I am so grateful that you called with that encouragement. School systems, they can be frustrating, and they can also really step in there and do what needs to be done. And I hope that they're going to do this with Jazz and his son. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We've got an amazing conference coming up, not this weekend, but the next in Washington, D.C. And some of you, well, Father's Day's kind of a strange time because you guys are having trouble and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to celebrate this and we're on the outs and all of that. Well, why don't you get through Father's Day and then make it the worst Father's Day it's ever been, because things start to get better and you truly love celebrating the man in that home there. And that's what can happen by going to the Marriage Intensive. Mylon and Kay are going to be there. I'm going to be there, and my wife's going to be there. It's going to be an amazing weekend, and it's the weekend of June the 28th. So you can still get in. I just can't encourage you more. Be the best summer you've ever had if you'll go. It most likely will be a transformation of your marriage that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else. You're working with people. We've been doing this for years. We perfected it. I think it's the most help that a marriage can receive in the least amount of time. In the meantime, whatever it is you're dealing with, Every Man's Battle, it's available. We've got a Restore coming up. And we've also got Finding Freedom, all of these intensives. Then there are counselors all over this country. Maybe you don't need a particular workshop. Maybe you just need to talk to a counselor. We're not going to be able to help you if you don't call us. And so we want to encourage you, pick up the phone, make it a call today to say, I don't know what I need, but I know life surely could be different. It could be better than it is. That's what we want to see for you, just to be able to make things a little bit better. And, you know, we believe that so many times people are doing their best, and what we're trying to do is improve on what that best could be, because it's not easy out there. And no wonder so many struggle with so many difficult things. All right, you come join us here for this next hour or the hour after that at 1-800-229-3000. Hold on here. If you're on the line, we've got a full bank here. We're going to get to your call. But if you need help or you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Don't forget that matching.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.